listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
If an auto or motorcycle accident caused you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns! Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm back here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Tashaun, not at OTAs. Is that a big deal to you, Matt?
No, it's not.
I didn't expect anything different.
No, yeah. No, it's not because, as we've talked many times, Tashaun will be a Cleveland Brown this year and or next year, whether it be under the tender, a franchise tag, or he does get a deal done. And I think right now, with his experience in this defense and the position he plays in this defense and what he's asked to do, it is not vital for him to be here at the OTAs.
We hopefully got to get that taken care of sooner rather than later. But again, I agree, not a big deal. 216-578-0850, all your questions, OTAs, any roster questions, anything you got. Paul Kruger joining us still in this first hour here as well. Josh McCown, as we told you, he was the number one quarterback today. Johnny Manziel working with the number twos. But let's talk about the Cavs for just a second.
Please do.
3-0, solid.
LeBron averaging a triple-double.
LeBron playing. I mean, the fact that he ended up with the game that he did when he was, what, did he start 0-for-7?
0-for-10.
0-for-10.
Yeah. And oh, by the way, I heard this morning, LeBron averaging 30-10-10 would be the first time any player has averaged a triple-double in a playoff series.
He's pretty darn good.
Pretty darn good. Still the best in the game.
He's still pretty darn good. The team playing well.
It's still, the 0-for-10, the most frustrating thing to me about the 0-for-10 is that LeBron wants to shoot that jumper just to prove everybody he can shoot. Because if I were him, and I was this guy at some time when I was, you know, I hit a growth spurt and everybody else, you know, stayed average size, and I hit a growth spurt of 6 inches in a summer, and I could dunk the ball and get to the hoop whenever I wanted just because I was bigger, taller, stronger, faster, all that stuff. I would do it every chance I got. And I just don't know why he doesn't. That he can turn it on when he has to, and turn it right back off. If it's the trauma to his body,
he takes a little bit of a
scared of getting hurt, you know, roll an ankle when he gets down in there. I get that. But I just want to hear it from him why he doesn't do it. But yet, back up against the wall, what does he go to? Yes, he hit a three late. I get it.
The only one.
The only one. Exactly. What is he, 9 of 37 for the series or something like that?
Yeah. That might even be generous.
Go to the rack. And when he dunks on people, it's a bonus.
It is a bonus. Shump with some big shots in that one. J.R. Smith with some big triples and 10 boards for J.R. He continues to work the glass. I mean, and then there's Delly. Yes, he had 17 points.
Yes, he got Al Horford ejected.
He got Al Horford ejected. 2 assists, 4 turnovers, only 5 of 15 from the floor, but 4 of 9 from 3. Played good defense, although Teague had a good game. Teague had his best game of the series. We got to just be honest about it. Delly's a little dirty.
Delly is a little dirty. And who, I don't know who, what analyst said this, but it's Delly is, you know what, it was Antonio Davis, the commentator, I believe, on ESPN, and he said, it's not that he's dirty, he's reckless. The way he throws his body around, and that also, too, to kind of reel it in and bring everything from a professional sports standpoint to kind of into football, I talk about practicing like a professional. And talk about a little bit of banging that happened out there today. To a certain level, it's accepted, you know. But these young players, and that's why they had them, in some cases, on a separate field, have to learn how to practice like a professional. There's your ability to go all out, 100%, you know, expecting contact without banging like you do when you have pads on. And the sooner that a team can start to practice the same in shells, no shells or pads, or the same way they do when they're in pads, allow you to get such quality work in from a week-to-week standpoint that you can transfer that game without even having to bang in, you know, during the week. You get a rest to be able to go out and bang on a Sunday.
Well, and you know this too as well. How upset do people get when players go at your knees?
That's why there's fights. Oh, yeah, no.
That's what Delly did. Delly kind of lunged at Al Horford's knee.
You're in basketball, ankles, knees, your money. That's why there is a penalty because of Tom Brady against the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, tearing his ACL. They now, you go anywhere around the knees and they're going to throw a flag.
Yep.
Because that's their money. That's the money for a pro athlete or a professional basketball player. That's why guys get so offended in football. When a guy goes across the middle, you can't go high to protect their head. You're going to go low. You know, and that's why they're requiring guys to wear, you know, knee pads, thigh pads against those thigh bruises. Eventually, they're going to have to be, you know, wearing hip pads, tail pads again, like you did when you were in elementary school. You know, I'll load it up.
You got to load that up. Load up the phone lines, 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. Question from Browns Updated, Matt, from the running backs. Crow West, what did you see from the two of those guys?
Crow West, again, it was similar to zone scheme. They were still true to form. You know, Crow elongated that zone run a little bit more to find his crack, whereas West kind of got the ball and almost wanted to go, you know, A gap, backside A, a little bit sooner. Okay. And it was just a little bit more of that choppy runner that we saw, you know, towards the end of it. It's not dancing. It's just his style of running, where Crow was a little bit more fluid in that zone scheme, wanting to put that foot in the ground and hit it and go, you know, straight line, where Crow wanted to just pop around a little bit in and out. But he had a couple quality runs. The defense did a good job first two times on the zone. Hayden ended up making a play and supporting from the corner position versus a slot, and it came up and made a play outside when there was nowhere to cut back. And then Crow cut back one time, you know, and put that foot in the ground and probably would have gone for a 6-yard, 7-yard gain if he breaks a tackle, obviously more. And West had one just the same. But, again, they just looked different, their style of running.
There is, and last year it was more Crow being the one who was more north-south and Terrence West a little more east-west.
Exactly what it was.
Absolutely. 216-578-0850 here, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This is an interesting question, or just a topic throw in by our producer Jason Gibbs today. Who is the Matthew Dellavedova of the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I don't know about this year's team, but if we have to go back to last year's team, who would you say that would be? Do you have one in mind?
I'm going through.
We don't really have that guy, do we?
What does it mean? So it means a guy who's all effort, very scrappy.
Scrappy, I would say.
Is Craig Robertson in a shoving match
at least twice a game?
Is Craig Robertson that guy? Scrappy, undrafted free agent.
Yeah, but to me, he's more of a playmaker because he makes plays on special teams and on defense.
He does make plays.
It's not Dansby. It's not Witt because they're too professional to do that. Even though they do a lot of talking, they're just not chippy.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
In
our next break, I'll just go through the roster and go, you know. And most likely, it's probably going to end up being an offensive lineman. You know, the guy who shoves you, you know, comes in from a pile, gives you the extra shove. You know, he knocks you off of a player to help up his running back, or just gives that extra effort and blocks you to the whistle, which there's nothing wrong with. It's just not always appreciated.
Maybe Joel Bitonio.
Maybe.
But Joel Bitonio's so talented.
And he's so nice.
Kaywan Williams, is that a possible one? Scrappy, unheralded.
Yeah, could be. Pesky.
He's pesky.
A little undersized, pesky.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, we'll continue to think about this. Let's go to the phones now, 216-578-0850. We've got Frank in Cleveland. What's up, Frank?
Hey, you guys think Joey diving his knees? I mean, I saw the play a couple times, and he was a diving.
And when you watch that bat, and I talked to some people who play the game, when you watch that back, the way that he kind of pushes his feet back while he's falling, and he had done it to Korver and hurt Korver.
I don't know about the Korver play.
I'm just saying I'm not surprised Horford reacted the way that he did.
Right. And I think also, too, believe you me, that Al Horford knows the scouting report on Dellavedova.
Yeah.
From the Boston series to the Chicago series, and those guys have in their mind that if that kid comes around me and acts a certain way, it's going down. And it went down. It just happened to be a flagrant two.
It was a nice elbow. Shades of the WWE out there. I thought it was a very impressive elbow from him, in fact. Let's go now to Tony in California. What's up, Tony?
How you guys doing?
Good, man.
I want to talk about the Deli incident myself, too. And you guys are wrong because, you know, I don't think you've seen the front view of the takedown, because Al Horford had Deli in a lock, all right? And he pulled him over DeCaro, all right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, which made fall, but he kept the arm lock all the way down. How was Deli supposed to get out of that?
Listen. Deli is a guy that, because he's on our team, you love. If Matthew Dellavedova was on another team and was doing that, and that was LeBron James' knee, people would be outraged and say he's going after his knee. I mean, you want to defend him because he's our guy, and I like that. I'm glad that he's our guy. If he wasn't our guy, he'd probably be my least favorite player.
Why did everybody hate Ron Artest? Because he was a great defender. He was an a-hole. You know what I mean? He had that personality. He could score 10. He could score 0. He could score 30. You didn't know. He's that X factor. And that's kind of what we have in Dellavedova. Also, too, the worm, Dennis Rodman.
Dude, people are fired up, by the way, about this. All our tweets are about Dellavedova. How can you say this about Dellavedova?
But I'm not. No. Yeah. I love the fact that we have Dellavedova. So I'm not saying he's dirty. I'm saying he plays a little reckless. And when he plays, that's the same. If there was a rookie out there on that field that was playing reckless, which means he's putting the health of the players on his own football team at risk, I promise you, Mike Pettine, Jim O'Neill, John DeFilippo would grab him, put an arm around his back, and say, we appreciate the effort. Chill out, bro.
Chill out.
Exactly. But these risky, that relentless play is and reckless play is happening in a professional game, and it's the first time some of these guys have played against a guy like that.
It is. And yes, again, I saw the play. I was there. I saw the replays after replay after replay.
Right.
He does, when he's on the ground, he pushes off his legs again.
And
a
he
little
rolls.
Bit,
he's
rolls
like a little gator roll.
Into
you
his
know,
leg.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, a little bit. It's that, you know, it's the nut punch at the bottom of a pile is the equivalent.
Exactly. So it is, in my opinion, you know, look, he's scrappy. Does it go line a little bit when he got stomped on? Did he have him in a leg vice? Yes.
And it's
he
not,
did,
our,
but
it's not
okay.
our fault. He's playing 35 minutes a game. You know, the star, our all star is hurt.
He's our
or else,
scrappy
or else
guy.
You don't get. Yeah, exactly. We embrace our scrappy guy. And if our scrappy guy leads us to a championship, I hope he breaks everybody's leg along the way.
Really? All right. Yes, dude, it's brutal. When we come back, we are going to continue the phone lines, 216-578-0850. All the Delhi defenders out there, you guys are fired up today.
Dude, we love Delhi.
Yeah, we got no problem with Delhi.
We love the Indians.
We're
not such a fan of the game of baseball, but we love Delhi.
Love Delhi. Fine, man. All right, 216-578-0850. Paul Kruger still to come in hour number one. Mike Pettine's presser in hour number two after further review. So a lot to get to here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Wheel alignment inspection with every tire installation? It's just gotta be.
Listen up, golfers. How does this sound? 100
time, you know, got put that foot in the ground and probably would have gone for a 6-yard, 7-yard gain if he breaks a tackle, obviously more. And West had one just the same. But again, they just looked different. Their style of running.
There is. And last year it was more Crow being the one who was more north south and Terrence West a little
it's
more
exactly
east-west.
What it was.
Absolutely. 216-578-0850 here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This is an interesting question, or just a topic throw in by our producer Jason Gibbs today. Who is the Matthew Dellavedova of the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I don't know about this year's team, but if we have to go back to last year's team, who would you say that would be? Do you have one in mind?
I'm going through.
We don't really have that guy, do we?
What does it mean? So it means a guy who's all effort, very scrappy.
Scrappy, I would say.
I mean, is Craig Robertson.
Is it a shoving match at least twice a game?
Is Craig Robertson that guy? Scrappy, undrafted free agent.
Yeah, but to me, he's more of a playmaker because he makes plays on special teams and on defense.
He does make plays.
It's not Dansby. It's not Witt because they're too professional to do that, even though they do a lot of talking. They're just not chippy.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's a good question.
In our next break, I'll just go through the roster and go, you know. And most likely, it's probably going to end up being an offensive lineman. You know, the guy who shoves you, you know, comes in from a pile, gives you the extra shove. You know, he knocks you off of a player to help up his running back or just gives that extra effort and blocks you to the whistle, which there's nothing wrong with. It's just not always appreciated.
Maybe Joel Bitonio.
Maybe.
But Joel Bitonio's so talented.
And he's so nice.
Kaywan Williams, is that a possible one? Scrappy, unheralded.
Yeah. Could be. Pesky.
He's pesky.
A little undersized. Pesky.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. We'll continue to think about this. Let's go to the phones now. 216-578-0850. We've got Frank in Cleveland. What's up, Frank?
Hey, you guys think Joey Diven is me? I mean, I saw the play a couple times and he was a Diven.
And when you watch that bat, and I talked to some people who play the game. When you watch that back, the way that he kind of pushes his feet back while he's falling, and he had done it to Korver and hurt Korver.
I don't know about the Korver play.
I'm just saying there. I'm not surprised Horford reacted the way that he did.
Right. And I think also, too, believe you me, that Al Horford knows the scouting report on Dellavedova.
Yeah.
From the Boston series to the Chicago series, and those guys have in their mind that if that kid comes around me and acts a certain way, it's going down. And it went down. It just happened to be a flagrant two.
It was a nice elbow. Shades of the WWE out there. I thought it was a very impressive elbow from him, in fact. Let's go now to Tony in California. What's up, Tony?
How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Deli incident myself, too, and you guys are wrong because, you know, I don't think you've seen the front view of the takedown because Al Horford had Deli in a lock, all right, and he pulled him over DeCaro, all right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, which made fall, but he kept the arm lock all the way down. How was Deli supposed to get out of that?
Listen. Deli is a guy that, because he's on our team, you love. If Matthew Dellavedova was on another team and was doing that, and that was LeBron James' knee, people would be outraged and say he's going after his knee. I mean, you
want to
defend him because he's our guy, and I like that. I'm glad that he's our guy. If he wasn't our guy, he'd probably be my least favorite player in the
league. Why did everybody hate Ron Artest? Because he was a great defender. He was an a-hole. You know what I mean? He had that personality. He could score 10. He could score 0. He could score 30. You didn't know. He's that X factor. And that's kind of what we have in Dellavedova. Also, too, the worm, Dennis Rodman.
Dude, people are fired up, by the way, about this. All our tweets are about Dellavedova. How can you say this about Dellavedova?
But I'm not. No. Yeah. I love the fact that we have Dellavedova.
So
I'm not saying he's dirty. I'm saying he plays a little reckless. And when he plays, that's the same. If there was a rookie out there on that field that was playing reckless, which means he's putting the health of the players on his own football team at risk, I promise you, Mike Pettine, Jim O'Neill, John DeFilippo would grab him, put an arm around his back, and say, "We appreciate the effort. Chill out, bro.
Chill out."
Exactly. But these risky, that relentless play is and reckless play is happening in a professional game, and it's the first time some of these guys have played against a guy like that.
It is, and yes, again, I saw the play. I was there. I saw the replays after replay after replay.
Right.
He does, when he's on the ground, he pushes off his legs again.
And
a
he
little
rolls.
Bit,
he's like a little gator roll.
Into
you
his
know,
leg.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, a little bit, it's that, you know, it's the nut punch at the bottom of a pile is the equivalent.
Exactly. So it is, in my opinion, you know, look, he's scrappy. Is he does it go in line a little bit when he got stomped on? Did he have him in a leg vice? Yes,
and it's
he
not
did,
our,
but
it's not
okay.
Our fault. He's playing 35 minutes a game. You know, the star, our all-star is hurt.
He's our scrappy guy.
Or else you don't get. Yeah, exactly. We embrace our scrappy guy. And if our scrappy guy leads us to a championship, I hope he breaks everybody's leg along the way.
Really? All right. Yes, dude, it's brutal. When we come back, we are going to continue the phone lines, 216-578-0850. All the Deli defenders out there, you guys are fired up today.
Dude, we love Deli.
Yeah, we got no problem with Deli.
We love the Indians.
We're
not such a fan of the game of baseball, but we love Deli.
Love Deli. Fine, man. All right, 216-578-0850. Paul Kruger still to come in hour number one. Mike Pettine's presser in hour number two after further review. So a lot to get to here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.